Checking on the Arts is made possible by the Memphis Symphony Orchestra and by Memphis College of Art. I'm sure that many of you were fans of History Detectives when it ran on WKNO-TV Channel 10. Well, it's been rebooted and revamped, and it's returning beginning next Tuesday, July 1st at 8 p.m. on Channel 10 with History Detectives Special Investigations. Wes Cowan is returning as one of the hosts, and he's on the phone with me today. Wes, thanks so much for taking the time to talk with me.
Hey, Daryl. Great to be with you and your listeners.
I guess let's start this by saying that this is an art show, and we would not necessarily cover a Channel 10 TV show premiere, but this premiere is very interesting because it's something that that is very close to us here in Memphis, an event that happened right here on our doorstep, which was the sinking of the steamship Sultana. And we're going to talk about that in a minute, but I think we should start maybe with telling people what this new series is going to be like, because it's quite different from the previous series.
You know, it really is, and I think that speaking for the other hosts, we're all sort of anxious to see how it's going to work out. You know, the History Detectives ran for 10 years with basically the same format of 3 17-minute segments per show, where a history detective was confronted with some question that a guest might have, and we were then sent out to try to figure out, try to find an answer to the question. Now the show has been, as you said in your intro, rebooted. There are no longer 3 segments. The entire hour is devoted to 1 investigation. And it has a very different feel to it, but one that we hope the viewers will respond to. I mean, we're investigating, I think, some big stories that maybe many Americans haven't heard of, and boy, I think that leads right into a great segue about the Sultana.
Yeah, that's a really good point. And maybe it's because I live here, and it's sort of the history of this place, so I was aware of it, and many people here, I'm sure, are. But you found that most people didn't know anything about this event.
You know, I certainly knew about it because I'm interested in the Civil War, and it was a big story at the end of the Civil War. But here's a story about the worst maritime disaster in the history of the United States. And I will guarantee you that 9 out of 10 Americans have never heard of the sinking of the SS Sultana.
Yeah, and that kind of amazes me, too. Was this just something you decided to do because it was something you were interested in, or was there any other impetus or something that drove you toward this story?
Well, you know, I the producers of the show picked the stories. I really had no input on what stories they were going to do this year. But when they sort of ran the story of the Sultana by me, I said, "Oh my gosh, it's a great story!" Simply because I think it's a very contemporary story when you think about it. And for those who are listening who don't know about the Sultana was a steamboat that was contracted with at the end of the war. It took on passengers in Vicksburg, Mississippi, from Andersonville Prison and another prison camp in Alabama, I think, and was transporting thousands of Union prisoners north at the end of the war and off Memphis in the middle of the night, going upriver in a flooded Mississippi River. The boilers exploded and resulted in the loss of, some say, as many as 2,000 men. And it's just a story that no one really at the time could wrap their minds around, and it was a mystery as to exactly what happened. Why did these boilers explode? What happened? And when you think about the airliner that disappeared from Malaysia, it's sort of the same thing. You know, it's a contemporary story that there's this tremendous disaster and nobody knows what happened. And of course, as you dig, as we dug into this, it became even more interesting because the story actually took us all the way to the Lincoln White House.
Yeah. Yeah, that's I had a chance to see a rough cut of the show, and it's pretty fascinating. You sort of went down several different alleys along the way, trying to decide if it was deliberate sabotage, if it was accident, if it was various things. And there are a lot of interesting things that you found out. For instance, the coal torpedo was something I'd never heard of.
I hadn't either. Wasn't that a great part of the story?
That was fascinating.
You know, it really was. And again, I think that the fact that that a lot of this probably could be laid to the incompetence of one person,
yeah,
whose dad was a political ally, or whose brother was a political ally of Abraham Lincoln. I thought that was amazing. I had not known that before. And again, you know, we Americans shouldn't be surprised when we learn that things are done for the sake of politics. But I think that we tend to think that, 145, 150 years ago, the things that were going on in Washington had to have been different than they are today. Well, in fact, guess what? Some things never change, right?
That's very true. We're talking with Wes Cowan, one of the hosts of History Detective Special Investigations. It returns to Channel 10 next Tuesday evening at 8 p.m. And there are just four in this series, right?
That's correct. I think PBS is trying to gauge how this will be accepted by the public, and whether it comes back again for a full season. I don't know. I don't make those decisions.
Mm-hmm.
I just show up and do what they tell me to do.
Can you tell us what some of the other big mysteries we'll be looking at?
Yeah, there are actually some great stories that we're looking at. One, of course, is the disappearance of Glenn Miller, who mm-hmm. was probably the big. If you want to think of the Beatles of the 1930s, this is Glenn Miller and his band. I mean, here was a guy who, in the height of his career, was making $20,000 a week. $20,000 a week in the 1930s.
Yeah.
That's a huge amount of money for leading a big band. And then he goes off to do his patriotic duty in World War II and mysteriously disappears over the North Atlantic. We're investigating that story. We're also looking at who killed Jimmy Hoffa. I mean, we all know he disappeared, but we don't know necessarily who killed him, and we don't know necessarily why he disappeared. So we're investigating that story. And then the fourth story is perhaps one of the biggest stories, I think, that, again, like the Sultana, people don't know about, and that is the Texas servant girl murders in Austin, Texas, during the late 1880s. Here was probably the first, at least the first known and publicized serial killer in the United States. That doesn't mean that there weren't others before the Texas servant girl murders, but this was the first one that gained national attention. And the story involves young, beautiful women, a booming Texas town, race, and law enforcement's blind eye. It's just a great story. And although we don't necessarily solve who the killer was, we come pretty close, we think. And more than that, we bring this story to the light of day.
Well, it sounds like it's going to be a fascinating series, and I'm looking forward to the other three in this one. History Detective Special Investigations, a revamp reboot of the History Detective Show, begins Tuesday, July 1st at 8 p.m. on WKNO TV Channel 10. If you'd like more information, you can go to their website, which is wkno.org. My guest today, Wes Cowan, one of the hosts of History Detective Special Investigations. Wes, thank you so much.
It's my pleasure, and I've just got to say that it was great to be in Memphis. I had never stayed at the Peabody Hotel, never seen the ducks walk into the fountain, and now I can check that off on my bucket list.
Yeah, there's a lot of great shots of Memphis in the show, so we'll encourage people to look out for their favorite places. Thanks again, Wes.
Daryl, thank you. Take care.